Did anyone approach you sexually while you were in the shelter?
The staff, yeah. Two staff members approached me sexually.
Yeah, and how did they do that? How would they approach you?
They had me come into the staff section and sit down and came and sat beside me on the couch and tried to put their arms around me. And I felt uncomfortable, I felt uneasy, and I didn't think it was real that that was happening at the time. And I was trying to tell myself, well, they're, you know, they're being comforting or sympathetic or whatever, but no. There was definitely the sexual overtone and overture there, and I got up and backed out, and I went back to the residence quarters.
Did any other residents indicate that they had had similar experiences or had feelings?
Yes, that was disclosed to me, yes, that there were sexual come-ons to some of the other residents as well by the staff members.
What do you think? Do you think that the come-ons by staff residents? Do you think that these people were, in a sense, abusing their power and authority over these women coming in as residents in that way?
Well, definitely, they are the wardens, if you will, of the house. They set the rules. They enforce the rules. They have a fiduciary responsibility as people that are running the house, and it's a total abuse of power and control.
Yeah. What do you think should happen to these residents who, or I should say, happen to these workers who have been, are suspected of using their power and control to make sexual advances towards some of these residents? What do you think should be done with them?
Well, they should be reprimanded. They should be investigated at the very least.
Yeah.
And possibly fired.
Okay. If do you think that it should go that far, that if a shelter worker is using their position there to try to make contacts or to get to sexually exploit other women, do you think that they should lose their jobs?
Yes, that's an abuse of the of a position of trust.
Okay.
On women who are at an incredibly vulnerable stage in their lives and in a situation where they're far too vulnerable, they can't protect themselves.